Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to KONE's first quarter 2019 results. During the presentation, we will have a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone and wait to hear a brief message instructing your line is open. Alternatively, you can submit questions via the webcast. I must advise you this webcast is being recorded today, Thursday the 16th of May, 2019. I'd now like to hand the webcast over to your presenter today, Juan Dolores. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, apologies for this delay, but there seems to have been a technical problem. Thank you all for attending KONE's Q1 2019 results conference call. Together with me today, we have the following CFOs of our businesses, Rui Almeida from KONE IMC, Paulo Simões from Varton, Miguel Moreira from KONE Fashion, Carlos Silva from KONE Investment Management, and also our investor relations team. As always, and before the results overview, I would like to make a couple of remarks. First of all, as you know, from this quarter onwards, our reporting structure includes the new KONE IMC segment, which is comprised of the historical KONE IMC segment, MaxMAT, and KONE ERP's operational assets. Also, the former KONE Sports and Fashion segment was split into KONE Fashion and ISRG, given the different nature and independent management teams of both businesses. Additionally, this will be the first full year of line-by-line consolidation of KONE Sierra's accounts. We will have KONE Sierra's first quarter statutory accounts consolidated into KONE's accounts for the first time. In addition, and as you already know, 2019 also marks the adoption of the IFRS 16 accounting standard. All in all, and for comparable reasons, historical figures were restated to include all the above-mentioned changes, with the exception of KONE Sierra consolidation, as we only acquired the additional 20% in September last year. Given these initial notes, I will now make an overview of our results for Q1, starting with the highlights from the individual businesses, and then finally covering KONE's consolidated figures. Starting with KONE IMC. KONE IMC had a good start of the year, outperforming once again the market with top-line growth of 7.4%, with a like-for-like growth of 1.1%, despite the negative seasonal effect of Easter, and thus reached a total revenue figure of 1.048 billion euros. During this quarter, KONE IMC continued expanding its store network with 14 new company-operated stores, including three Continente Bom Dia stores, our proximity format. In addition, KONE IMC completed the acquisition of a 60% stake in Hernal in Spain, reinforcing its position in the health and wellness segment, one of its main strategic development pillars. In terms of profitability, underlying EBITDA grew by 8.1% year-on-year to 81 million euros, implying a stable margin of 7.7%. You can see more detailed information, which was published by KONE IMC and is available on our website. At Varton, the first few months of the year at the business were impacted by the effects of a later Easter and also atypical weather conditions, both having a significant impact on total market growth in the quarter. Varton also had a challenging comparable as like-for-like growth stood at 9% last year. All these effects played a role in the year-on-year decrease in sales of 2%. This top-line performance, coupled with both the store expansion in the last 12 months and also continued efforts towards digital transformation, led to an underlying EBITDA of 8.1 million euros, 1.8 million euros below last year. Still in Portugal, Varton further reinforced its market share, and the online channel continues to record strong growth. Moving on to KONE Fashion. After a challenging year of 2018, the first few months of 2019 showed a resilient performance, with KONE Fashion growing above market references. Despite the calendar effects of a later Easter, like-for-like growth stood at 4.4%, and total turnover increased 1% year-on-year, reaching 98 million euros at the end of Q1. This was mainly fueled by a strong omni-channel performance that compensated lower wholesale and franchising sales. In terms of profitability, the adverse calendar effect had a slightly negative impact on underlying EBITDA, having decreased 1.9% to 8.2 million euros in the quarter. As in all retail businesses, the first half results will provide a better picture of the performance of the business. Regarding ISRG, our partnership in the sports retail sector, the last quarter of the company's fiscal year produced a very positive performance, with sales growing 12% year-on-year and EBITDA improving 2.9 percentage points to 10.3% at the end of Q4. For Sonae, these results are accounted for through the equity method, and in our P&L, we had a 4.6 million euros positive impact when compared to Q1 2018. In our financial services division, we continued to have a positive evolution. Turnover increased by 17% year-on-year to 8.1 million euros in Q1, and underlying EBITDA almost doubled to 2 million euros, which equates to a margin of 25%. The Universo credit card continues to have an important role in the payments market in Portugal, with the number of cards subscribed reaching 775,000 at the end of March, an increase of 138,000 cards year-on-year. And this also means a reinforced market share in terms of the payments market that grew 1.3 percentage points over the last 12 months and reached 12.8% in March this year. Sonae Investment Management. During Q1, Sonae Investment Management reinforced its participation in some portfolio companies, sold 100% of Safety through a management buyout, and invested in TB4, a company based in Israel that provides a patented artificial intelligence software solution for brick-and-mortar retailers. Regarding its operational performance, Sonae Investment Management's turnover, fueled by the integration of Nextel and Exilium, recent acquisitions, increased by more than 40% year-on-year to 44 million euros. And even on a comparable basis, turnover increased by 19% with positive contributions across most companies. Underlying EBITDA decreased 1.4 million euros or 0.4 million euros on a comparable basis to basically a flat level of EBITDA in the first quarter. Total EBITDA actually increased 4 million euros to 4.9 million euros, underpinned by the capital gain generated by the sale of Safety, which also has an impact on Sonae's consolidated results. Regarding Sonae Sierra, the company once again showed a solid performance with proportional EBIT increasing 8.6% year-on-year to 29 million euros and direct results reaching 20 million euros, a 16% year-on-year increase. This was fueled by both the European portfolio's performance and also by an increase, an improved performance in the services division. At the end of March, NAV stood at 1.48 billion euros, a slight growth of 1.6% compared to the value registered at the end of the year. During the first 3 months of 2019, Sonae Sierra continued the execution of its capital recycling strategy with the sale of Loop 5 in Germany and opened its first shopping center in Colombia, Cucuta, which is an important milestone for the company's international development activity. Beyond that, it continues the development of several projects in Spain, and Morocco, and Portugal. Also on the services front, Sonae Sierra continued to accelerate its activity and acquired a 50% stake in Balmain, a Polish multi-service provider for retail and leisure assets. Regarding NOS, as you know, NOS already published its Q1 results. Just a couple of quick highlights here. Consolidated revenues reached 385 million euros, 0.6% year-on-year growth, driven by a more robust growth in the telco business. EBITDA increased more than total revenues, about 2% year-on-year, which reflects solid cost discipline and also operating leverage. Net results increased more than 20% from 35 million euros last year to 43 million euros this year, and the company's transformation program is on track, and that is reflected also in terms of profitability. Q1 has seen good free cash flow momentum, thus reinforcing the company's solid capital structure. Finally, looking at our consolidated figures, I would say that despite the unfavorable calendar impact in Q1, which particularly affects our retail businesses, total turnover posted a 9% year-on-year growth, surpassing 1.4 billion euros in the quarter. Underlying EBITDA reached 105 million euros, an increase of 16% year-on-year, and this was mainly fueled by Sun IMC and also the full consolidation of Sun ICS. EBITDA reached 136 million euros, a 34 million euro increase when compared to Q1 2018, and this was underpinned by the growth in underlying EBITDA and also by equity method results of 26.5 million euros, with a particularly positive note for Sun ICS and also ISRG, and also non-recurrent items of 4.6 million euros, which are mostly related to the capital gain from the sale of Safety by Sun Investment Management. This good performance at the EBITDA level drove direct results to 32.8 million euros, 24 million euros above 2018, and therefore net income group share increased 6.5% to 18.3 million euros. Regarding our capital structure and on a like-for-like basis, Sun I net debt decreased by 99 million euros year-on-year to 1.167 billion euros. Total net debt stood at 1.7 billion euros, driven by the acquisitions of the 20% stake in Sun ICS and also the 60% stake in Ermal. Both the cost of debt and our average maturity are quite comfortable levels. Since the beginning of the year, we have already refinanced 230 million euros in long-term facilities being currently financed for the next 18 months. Overall, I would say that we are quite pleased with this solid set of results and also quite confident for the rest of the year. I will now end this brief overview of our Q1 results and invite you to ask your questions. You can please open the session to Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait to be advised your line is open. Please state your first and last name before you ask your question. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star and two. Once again, star and one to ask a question. Thank you. We will now take our first question. Please go ahead. Your line is open. Philippe Rosa, your line is open.
Okay. Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Three questions for me, if I may. The first one, probably on non-food retail. I was curious because you said that you managed to take share on Worten. I was looking at the data for the electronics market in Portugal, and I believe it grew in the first quarter. I would like to understand if your sales in Iberia have dropped. Probably that would imply that the performance in Spain was very negative and in Portugal was positive. Just trying to understand between Portugal and Spain, whether there has been a very different performance, and why. Okay, I know that the comparable was tough, but we haven't seen in the market such a big effect from Easter. Okay, still related with that, if you could give us the evolution of sales up to April, because I think that we didn't have a negative quarter for Worten in terms of sales growth for a long time. That would be my first question. Also on fashion, I was seeing that clothing sales in Iberia, they didn't grow much, but they also grew more than the clothing sales of Sun I. It seems like you continue to lag in that industry. I would perhaps compare with the performance you had of the adjacent formats from Sun IMC, which have a high single digit like-for-like, despite the Easter effect. I would like to understand both for Worten and for fashion, why the top line performance has been so weak, taking into account the overall backdrop that we have seen in Iberia, which has been quite supportive. Okay. The second question relates to Sun IMC. Whether you could update us on what has been the performance up to April for us to have a better idea what could be the impact from Easter. As of today, with the information you have, whether you could elaborate a little bit on the competitive backdrop and what is the outlook for the full year in terms of like-for-like, because you are doing very well if you adjust for Easter. So just trying to understand whether you think that you could have a like-for-like, I don't know, higher, something similar to what you had in Q1, but adjusting for the calendar effect. And in terms of margins, whether you think that the trend in Q1 could be replicated for the full year because the overall like-for-like should be better than in Q1, okay? And finally, my third question relates to net debt. Net debt in Q1 has been above my forecast. Just trying to understand for the full year, probably it's better to put it this way, what do you think it would be a reasonable evolution for the net debt, taking into account that, of course, for the full year, the impact of the acquisition of Sierra will no longer be there? And I think that in terms of the acquisition of Arenal, this will be the big change versus 2018. So if you could guide us for your expected evolution for net debt for the full year. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Filipe, for your questions. I will first hand it over to Paulo to answer the question on Burton, then to Miguel to address the question on fashion, then to Rui for the one on MC, and then finally, I will take the net debt one.
Thank you. Good afternoon, all. Thank you, Filipe, for your question. Regarding the market behavior in Iberia, what we have seen from the data that we have, and maybe we don't have exactly the same source, the market overall has been more or less flat in Iberia. So clearly, not showing the same kind of performance that it was showing last year. Regarding our turnover performance, well, we already gave you the main effects. The calendar effect of Easter did impact Burton. We also felt unfavorable weather conditions that negatively impacted sales of cold season products like drying clothes machines and heaters, for example. In addition to that, there was some aggressive promotional activity from some of our competitors in Spain, which we decided not to follow. In fact, we lowered our promotional activity overall in the first quarter versus last year in Iberia and improved our commercial margin in percentage points. So it was a decision taken. So it is a fact that we have gained market share in Portugal, and in addition to that, also in some regions in Spain like the Canary Islands. Most recent performance on turnover has been more encouraging, so we are not really concerned going forward. And I think I've gone through your questions regarding Burton. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Filipe, hi, Filipe. Regarding Sonae fashion, we know that we only grew about 1% our turnover, but we have to look into the sales to understand exactly the movement that we made because the performance that we have in our omnichannel operations was very positive, and as João said, and we reached more than 4% growth in this first quarter. And that compares positively to the market, to the references that we have from the market, both in Portugal and in Spain, where we saw rates below this growth in both markets according to the information that we have. That's why we said that we are improving our market share. But on the other hand, we have some delays in our shipments and in our performances of franchising and wholesale that we are recovering in the months after the first quarter. So we really believe that we are gaining market share in our operations.
Thank you.
Now it's my turn. Hi, Filipe. Thank you for your question. This is Rui Almeida speaking. Well, the impact of seasonal effect in our first quarter in terms of sales has been more than 2 percentage points. Excluding this effect, one can say that all formats are presenting positive like-for-likes and growing in terms of volumes. Larger stores were being more impacted by the Easter effect, but regaining momentum in April. So they are now presenting very good figures in year to date.
Okay. So now it's my turn to take the net debt question. Regarding the net debt evolution, and as you know, we don't provide guidance for the future, but what I can tell you is that on a comparable basis, we, as I said before, decreased our net debt level by approximately 100 million euros year-on-year, which is, in essence, the level at which we have been decreasing our debt level in the last few years. And we remain confident that we will continue this sliding path going into the future, both due to operating cash flow generation and also due to further potential asset disposals or dilutions in our several subholdings.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can I just follow up just to try to understand in terms of competitive backdrop for the food business? So sorry, because I've asked just to whether there has been any change, and then we'll be done. Thank you.
Sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
On the competitive backdrop in the—
Yes.
Food business, just, okay, just whether have you seen any changes? Because—
No.
It seems like the economy is quite supportive and—
No. But what we see, but we are facing same situation that we were facing in last year. The competitiveness of this market has been basically the same. In fact, for instance, in terms of promotional activity increased slightly by almost 1 percentile point, and we are basically seeing the same situation in the first quarter of this year. Very situation was pretty much similar to the situation we faced in the last quarter of 2018. It's pretty much the same.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, please.
Thank you. We will now take our next question. Please go ahead. Your line is open. José Rito, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon. I have some follow-up questions on Philippe's main points. So firstly, on the debt evolution, João Dolores had just mentioned that, well, declined on a comparable basis by 90 million euros in Q1, and the company is not seeing any change that should lead to any different evolution going forward. So but the fact is that the seasonality in food and holding in Q1 was a little bit stronger than usual. I think this was related to the Easter. So my first question is if up until April, the seasonality because of the Easter is smooth. So that will be my first question. Second, also on this net debt evolution, it's true that the 90 million euros is a reference, but before you had no consolidation contribution from Sierra. Now we are consolidating Sierra, and Sierra also increased 100 million euros net debt versus the year-end. So should this 90 million euros be a reference going forward now that Sierra is included, or could eventually Sierra lead to some additional seasonality going forward? Then, on food, final question also on the margin side, it was slightly up in Q1. Was this due to lower promotions due to the fact that we had no Easter in the quarter? How do you see this evolving? And also, if Arnal is accretive on margins. I know that this is a small operation, but just to understand if this is accretive for the business margins. Thank you.
Okay, José, thank you. On the debt question, it's as you said, it's normal for this time of year to have some seasonality in terms of working capital management. That is the case also this year. This year we had slightly higher impacts in terms of seasonality, also because of a lower level of sales at Worthen, which also played a role. But we expect this to normalize in the future. Sonae Sierra also had an impact. Obviously, it was the first time in the first quarter in which we consolidated Sonae Sierra's net debt. And here we have also some typical behavior of debt at this time of year, driven by the distribution of dividends to the partners we have at the fund or asset level. And this year in particular, also due to the efforts done in a number of our development projects, namely expansions of our current shopping centers. But I think those are the main drivers explaining the deviations that you mentioned. Now I'll hand it over to Rui.
Hi there, Rui, thank you for your questions. Yes, Ernal is accretive in terms of our margin. And again, as you said, you are totally right. First quarter of this year is a little bit, it's not typical, as we were suffering by, in terms of sales suffering, in terms of we were not having the same calendar effect that we had last year. In terms of sales, that impact obviously the margins. Margins are being kept at the level that we were having in last year and evolving accordingly with sales.
Okay, thank you. So just to follow up on the net debt for us, basically to forecast this evolution in Sierra. It was slightly more than 100 million euros in full year 18, the net debt that the company reported. How do you see this evolving going forward? So it increased in Q1. Should we assume that it will maintain roughly stable when you compare with 2018? Or what should be our expectation for this business going forward? And also, yes.
No, go ahead.
And then in terms of margins, so what you are saying is that, for instance, in Q2, because you'll have the Easter, eventually the margin evolution in year could even be slightly higher than it was in Q1, because I remember that last year it increased slightly in Q1, and that was not the case in Q2. So theoretically, eventually the compass will be a little bit easier for the full, for Sun AMC in Q2, just to clarify this.
Okay, so, it's a bit hard to give you guidance on the net debt for Sonae Sierra, given the moment that Sonae Sierra is living in terms of its strategy execution. Namely, given the number of acquisitions that the company has done, also a number of development projects that are underway, and also the capital recycling strategy that is being implemented by the business. So there's a number of factors that will probably significantly influence Sonae Sierra's net debt going forward. What I can tell you is that on a like-for-like basis, yes, there is some seasonality at Sonae Sierra as well, and we would expect this seasonality to play a role, particularly in the first quarter.
Regarding margins in the second quarter, as I said a while ago to Philippe, the market is being a little bit more aggressive in terms of promotional activity. Yes, first of all, we need to consider that. We are in May, too soon to give you some guidance for the second quarter, but we are very confident to maintain margins and continue to grow, because we are focused in continuing to grow our market share in our sales and keeping the margins at the same level that we were having last year.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you, José.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions coming through on the line, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. And looking forward to talking to you again for the Q2 results.
Thank you. That does conclude this webcast for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect. If this-